Welcome to Pep Talk with Bridget Kay.
This half hour is presented by Emerald Coast Coins, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Steve Gerlach with Emerald Coast Coins in the building.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
We've been busy, which is a good thing.
Every time you come on, you say you've been busy, which I'm great about.
Well, you know, we've been busy, but man, when I did the numbers today, we're still down from a couple months ago, from last month.
Really?
but we're steady, you know, which is good. You know, I'll take steady any day of the week.
Are a lot of people buying? Are more people selling than buying? Or what is kind of the ratio
it's
with that?
It's about a 50-50 split right now.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I started to pick up more in the jewelry aspect, which I did not see much of that at all during the big shutdown. But I think now, you know, it's starting to catch up with some people. So we're starting to pick some stuff up. And the same thing with, you know, coins and silver and gold and stuff like that. So. But, you know, I do have the people, you know, some people that got their stimulus checks came in and they bought silver.
Yeah, right? I mean, you got to do what you got to do sometimes.
Yeah,
it depends.
You know, and they say, yeah, I said, well, you know, it's just some money and I'll just invest it in silver right now. So, you know, we've been happy. It's been keeping us going and things are, I cannot complain.
Has silver been up?
It's been up for a bit. Now, it's down a little bit today, but I mean, it's been all over the spectrum for the past 2 months. It's up probably, you know, a couple bucks from a few months ago, you know, but because, well, let's see, let's go back almost 3 months. Silver dropped drastically one morning, and I ordered 500, 700 ounces of silver that morning. It took me almost 7 weeks to get it. And I started running low, so I ordered another 400 ounces, and I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, geez.
That's been 5 weeks ago, so.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, the first time I ordered, I hit it on the right note. I hit it when it was down, and then it shot up right after I bought it. And that's why they were out, because it was down so much, everybody's buying, and it backlogged everything.
Mm-hmm. And it's different every day.
Oh, yes.
Something you really got to keep up with.
But, you know, it keeps us on our toes.
Yeah, where are we at today with silver and gold? Have you checked yet? I know you've been busy this morning.
It's down a little bit this morning. Let's see. Let me get the right thing here. You know, one of these days I'll bring my glasses in. It makes it so much easier to see things.
Right?
See, silver's down. Get that out of the way here off the phone. Silver's down 11 cents and gold's down about $5. Inconsequential in reality. You know, it doesn't make a big difference in when you're buying or selling.
Oh, okay.
That's very little. You know, if it dropped, you know, 20, 30 on the gold and, you know, and 2 or 3 on the silver, that would be a big swing. Mm-hmm. So a sense like that, it's not much.
All righty. Well, 850-437-1620. If you're just tuning in, I'm with Steve Gerlach from Emerald Coast Coins. Steve, where are you located? Let's start off.
Yeah, we're 1811 Creighton Road, almost across from the Tom Thumb, right there at Lanier and Creighton Road, pretty much. Campfire Girls across the street. Some people know where that's at. It's easier if I give landmarks sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lady come up to see me yesterday. She's in a metal detecting club, and she went to my old location. And I told her where my store was at. She said, well, I just drove right by there.
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know how you can drive right by and not see that huge sign.
I know.
That's right outside.
Yeah, the big one there, especially I got that electronic sign now, which is really kind of nice because mm-hmm. I can put on whatever I want. And so, you know, of course, a lot of people, they pay attention to what they're doing when they're driving. They don't look at all kinds of stuff or they don't take in the peripheral stuff. I try to keep an eye on everything when I'm driving. I asked my wife when I'm driving. She said, no.
Yeah, I'm actually focusing on driving rather than looking at everything else.
Exactly.
But you brought me some really cool information.
Yes, one of your listeners called me up, talked about it. It's called challenge coins. And I said, well, you know, I said, they didn't have them when I was in because from 93 to 73, we never did challenge coins. He said, well, you know, they started in World War One. I said, you know, it seems I'd heard that at one time, but I don't really know for sure. So I looked it up, and it's a very interesting story. About a lieutenant, and he was from an Ivy League school or something like that, and it has a lot to do with being shot down in World War One, I believe it was, and he wound up getting these coins made for a group of people and started handing them out, and, you know, that's a brief beginning of the history of it. As a matter of fact, he was in a I can say, prisoner of war camp. And when they frisked him, they took everything, but he had it in a pouch hung around his neck. And of course, they didn't, you know, check him, you know, that far. And he still had all his stuff there. And when some heavy bombing took place and they escaped from the POW camp and got away, and that's when he got the idea and had these things made and gave them out to, it tells you in the story who he gave them to. It's really pretty interesting. But, you know, I didn't realize it carried on through World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
And I've never seen any from those. And I've seen a lot of the modern ones, you know. And the thing behind it is, you know, you go into a bar and someone says, have you got a challenge coin? And they say, well, whoever's got the senior challenge coin or the better challenge coin, the other guy has to buy him a drink that has a lesser challenge coin.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
So if you're going to get them for any reason...
And, you know, and I mean, there's some neat stories behind them. You know, I just picked one up the other day. It was a Jeff Miller, which surprised me, you know, but because he hasn't been in I was going to say the military. He hasn't been in office in a number of years now.
Yeah.
So.
When you say you just picked them up the other day, you're like, buying?
In a coin collection. Oh, okay. I bought it. It was in a coin collection.
How many coin collections do you have?
Well, you know, we have one big collection, but we have stuff coming in every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to keep up with.
Yeah, for sure. Well, these are really cool. So these are custom military challenge coins that I'm reading about a little bit. It's something I've never heard of. So it's great that a listener brought it to our attention.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know if you knew about them, but brought it to the show. It's great.
I knew one of the modern ones, but I did not realize the history behind them, that they went that far back. And it's really... kind of interesting. So I'm just trying to see my phone. Nope. I was thinking Stephanie was texting me about something, but no.
You know, Stephanie's always like our fact checker. She listens to the show, and sometimes we say some stuff, and then she, you know, sends us a little ding, and she lets us know the great information. So we love Stephanie, and Stephanie's your daughter. So at Emerald Coast Coins, I mean, it's family owned and operated business, and you're doing business with people you can trust.
Let's see, in July, I don't know when she'll be doing a show in July, whether she knows it or not, because I won't be here. I'll be in South Florida.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from the 4th to the 11th, I'll be down there for Fort Myers Beach. We got friends down there, and we got a little timeshare down there, so we're going to go down there and spend a week with them.
Nice. So it'll be nice to get out a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
haven't been anywhere in forever. Like I said, I've been trying to get away here, and every time I try to get away with this everything kicking in, I just can't go anywhere. I got this brand new truck with 800 miles on it, and I've had it for 4 months.
So you're driving to South Florida, doing a little 8-hour drive down there, which always sounds awful. But
I like driving, so it doesn't matter. I'll drive from here to Texas in one shot, and that's 11 hours. So.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds awful to me.
Nah.
I hate it. But I guess no one's going on. Well, I guess people really aren't flying that much anymore or traveling at all. So it's just a weird time that we're living in. But you guys are open and taking some safety precautions, obviously.
Yeah. We spray the place, wipe the place down. I had an interesting, one of the guys I deal with, someone was using hand sanitizer. And he says, you know, after you use it twice, it doesn't do any good until you wash your hands. Because once you've used it twice, it has no effect whatsoever. And you got to wash off your hands for it to start taking effect again. He was a medic in the Army. I said, he probably knows what he's talking about.
Now it's like a tick for me whenever I see like any hand sanitizer. It's like I have to like do a pump. It's like I have to. So maybe I'm not even doing the correct thing.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That was news to me.
Oh, overwhelming information to make me think about whether I'm being sanitary or not, which is always great.
It's hard to keep up with all the time because, you know, I got people coming in constantly and some wear masks, some don't. And, it doesn't bother me if you don't. You know, we keep our distance, you know, we have our chairs spread apart and everything. So we definitely have the social distancing set up in the store there. And the customers that come in are very respectful of other people that are in there. Every now and then there's this one, exception to the rule, guy, wants to look over your shoulder to see what you got or stuff like that. You know, but that doesn't happen very often right now.
Yeah. And I don't think it will for a long time or maybe ever.
Now, you know, everybody's aware, you know, I mean, we go out to eat, you know, twice a week at least. And we love going to Mexican food, La Hacienda, right up the road. And you know, they have everything spaced out real well in there. You know, they got the tables blocked off and stuff. And, you know, we go out for breakfast on Sunday morning. So, And it's nice that you can walk in and sit down and not have to sit in a parking lot and wait for it to, and then eat it there so it doesn't get cold on the way home.
Yeah. Oh, completely. I completely understand. There are some little glimmers of light that we're definitely appreciative for. I'm very glad we live here in Florida where we can get outside and enjoy ourselves and sit outside and go wherever, and versus other places where it can be still scary.
Yeah.
But we'll get off our... people are sick about hearing about that anyway. Yeah. So what do you have in the store? Anything that you want to highlight for our listeners?
Man, you know, we got a lot of silver and gold in there right now. I got silver rounds, silver bars, 10-ounce bars.
Cool.
That's what everybody's looking for, silver 10-ounce bars, and I got plenty of those in stock right now. I got 20 or so more on order that I've been waiting on forever. They'll show up eventually. And prices are... The premium's a little bit higher right now because it's harder to get the stuff. That's all there is to it, you know. You know, speaking of it's Silver Eagles, you know, the 2020, I've been selling a lot of those for the graduations, you know, because everything's been staggered out so much right now. I've had a lot of people coming in for 2020 Silver Eagles, and we had the little holders say graduation, you know, and the coin in a holder is like $27-$28 or something like that. It commemorates the year they graduated.
Mm-hmm.
The lady came in and bought two yesterday, and then her son is retiring from the Coast Guard this year, which is 2020, so she wanted a 20-year service in 2020, and she wanted a proof Silver Eagle from 2020, and I finally found one. I knew I had one. I just had to find it. It disappeared in the store, but it's resurfaced, and so she bought that for her son for his retirement coming up. Hopefully he's not in the area.
Yeah, right? Hopefully you're not listening to this.
But, the Silver Eagles are great for commemorating special occasions. You know, I was saying, like the one I got from my sister-in-law for their 25th anniversary, and when my brother gave it to her, she looked at it, well, that's nice. What's this for? He looked at the date. She said, okay, what's so special about the date?
Yeah, it's her anniversary, hon. So yeah.
She's going,
you know, usually men are the one that usually mess that up. So that's pretty funny that.
Yeah, it was funny. It really was, you know. So
a gentle reminder. Hey, Father's Day is on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, light bulb goes up for me. I got to get some for my dad.
There you go.
So that could be a cool gift for your dad or something like that. So
they're neat items, you know. I mean, stash them away, you know. They'll be worth more one day. Silver's going to change, hopefully, for the better, not for the worse. But, you know, it all depends on the economy, too.
100%. And, you know, I know that a lot of Escambia County school districts, their graduations are actually going to be set for next week at the Bay Center.
Correct.
So definitely get in there and get your loved ones or whoever you're celebrating a Silver Eagle.
Yeah, yeah.
Great gift.
Two or three rolls left, and I'm getting ready to place an order for some more today because one of the guys I deal with that I buy them from had run out and needed some, so I sent him some of mine that I bought from him. It's time for me to get some back. But we try to keep them in stock, especially, you know, like I said, at graduation time, Christmas time, the great stocking stuffers. You know, the holders that I have that say graduation, they also have one that says from Santa.
Oh, nice.
So those are good stocking stuffers for, you know, everybody at Christmas time.
Absolutely. I know it is. I can't even believe we're already in June.
I know.
This year is like...
Christmas is almost here.
It's... we'll be talking about Thanksgiving next week. I mean, seriously, that's how it feels lately. I mean, in this past year. I mean, it feels like it's going so quickly,
Which is amazing because we've been trapped for so long.
I know. Well, I mean, things are starting to let up here, which I'm so grateful for.
Yes, it's nice to be able to get out and about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to place, like I said, I'm a person. I'm one of these guys. I can't just sit and not do nothing. I got a lot of yard work done this past few months.
Right. A lot of little household chores. I know this last week was maybe I think I saw something or reported here. It was one of the busiest weekends that we've had on Pensacola Beach in a really long time. So this might be a good time for you to go metal detecting out there.
Yeah, mine's being worked on right now. But I have my sales and metal detectors have picked up immensely the past 2 weeks. I sold three or four units in the past week, and I got some on order to replace some of the ones I sold, but it's picking up right now.
Has anybody found anything neat or cool? Usually report back to you at all?
I haven't, but then, you know, our club has the website, you know, Pensacola Historical and Treasure Hunter Association. They have a Facebook site, I should say, and a lot of people post their finds on there. So, you know, if you're interested to see what metal detecting is like and what you can find, again, go to Pensacola Historical and Treasure Hunters Association on Facebook, and there's all kinds of neat information on that. And then, you know, they have a meeting. It's the second Monday of the month at the AmVets on Gulf Beach Highway, which I think is just a few blocks east of Fairfield and and Gulf Beach Highway. So, you know, you're more than welcome to attend as a visitor and see what everything's all about. Talk to people there, and you'll have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
The Coin Club has been canceled for the past couple of months because of the place that we hold the meeting at. So that's kind of in abeyance right now. So we're not sure when that's going to kick back up. And then we were supposed to have had a show at the end of the first week of August. That's been canceled by the place that we're going to hold the event at. So, you know, a lot of shows have been canceled. The big one in South Florida, or in, well, Orlando, I guess it is, in July, that's been canceled.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you know, just due to the restrictions and the amount of people that come in and the proximity, and it's a nightmare to try to, when you do coin shows, you have tables, and they're usually 6 or 8 foot tables, end to end, you know, and mm-hmm. you have two tables and a, you know, or a corner, but you're right next to everybody, and they're packed, and I mean, the Orange County Convention Center is a very, very, very large place.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very...
I've been there.
It's packed with people. When the coin show is there, there's thousands of people there at any given time.
Mm.
It's huge.
Yeah. Jeez, Louise. I mean, it's going to be interesting the way these events, you know, have to be reformed and reconstructed. Mm-hmm. I know that you guys do a coin show in August in Milton. That, is that happening?
That's the one that's, they just canceled that.
Oh, they just canceled that. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We didn't cancel it. The facility we were holding it at canceled it.
Okay.
And they haven't had time to reschedule. It's too late to reschedule when you're only 6 weeks out. So it's just canceled altogether this year. And I don't know about any of the other ones right now either. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. There's one coming up in Mississippi at the end of August. Now, Mississippi's kind of opened up. They got the casinos and everything going back
That's
up.
That's so shocking to me.
I know. I don't know. My son-in-law and grandson went over there Saturday.
To Biloxi?
Yeah. And they didn't stay very long because they lost money really quick.
They haven't been, you know, seasoned yet.
Yeah,
over
well,
there. They got to get back in. It's the face masks that are messing up your poker face over there at the casino, right?
Yeah, I think they hit the slots that time, and they said that nobody hit anything. I said that nothing was paying. I think they're recouping some of the shutdown money.
Oh, I mean, that might be so. I know. I was so shocked when I found out that those casinos were opening back up.
Yeah, I haven't figured out how they're going to do that either. You know, that's
because I would feel like that would be, you know, those kind of facilities would be like some of the last ones because you're touching.
It's a nightmare cleaning the machines as soon as someone gets off it.
I know. I was kind of grossed out by casinos before I even went. Fun time, but now it's a whole different ballgame.
So anyway, yeah, they did okay. You know, they went over there and came back. Heck, it was my grandson's birthday last week. He turned 22 and they got him drunk.
Okay. Well, yeah, you can always do that with the free drinks as long as you're sitting at a table or something
that. This is at home. They're at the bowling alley and they were buying him shots.
Oh, very
and
nice.
He doesn't drink.
That's a story for maybe another show.
Yeah.
That's
that
a story
he wasn't
for,
feeling good.
A little headache there probably for him. That's pretty funny. What else do you have going on? Any currency that you want to highlight or anything? I know you guys always have really cool like $500 bills and stuff like that.
Yeah, we still got the five. You know, like I said, I bought all these in January for some people that were interested in buying them. I still have them, which is fine. I'm in no hurry to get rid of them, you know. I got some prettier notes in there. I got an old $18.99 $2 bill with it's called a miniature porthole. It's got Washington in it, which is a nicer note. Then you know, God, I got a lot of large size. We call them horse blankets. That's what they call them, is horse blankets, because they're so big compared to today's currencies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the typical 1923 seal certificate. The one's called a wood chopper because a guy standing with an axe over a pile of wood, you know, and that's so we got some nice stuff in there. A lot
Great.
Of Confederate notes and you know, obsolete notes from the different states.
Mm-hmm.
I got some Florida notes in there.
Cool.
Yeah, I used to have a Florida $3 bill, but someone bought that.
Oh, that's neat. I didn't even know they had those.
Yeah, that was back in the mid-1800s.
Wow, that's really neat.
I got another $3 bill I just found in the other day. I just can't remember what state it was from.
Yeah, I've never seen one of those.
Yeah.
How interesting is that?
So, yeah, you know, a lot of people come in. If you want to come in and look, that's fine. We don't mind showing it to you. It gives you an idea. It gives you a little bit of what everything was like back in the 1800s, the history. Some of the neat stuff I have is, you know, the continental currency from the late 1700s. That's really neat, you know, and it's usually, it's in shillings on there because, you know, they were still used to the English version of monetary system.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the good part on the back one, it says to counterfeit is death.
Oh, wow.
On the back of the note, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they were serious about it back then.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. It's so crazy. You know, we were talking a little bit about with these military challenge coins. I mean, there's so much history, I feel like, to all these coins and all of the currency and everything. It's like there's always a story behind everything that you have.
You know, and I just barely even touched on the highlights of that history of the challenge coins. And so, you know, like I said, the lieutenant, you know, and he was a wealthy man. He went, like say, he went to an Ivy League school, and he had these coins made up and was handing them out. And that's what started the whole thing. And like I said, it still continues on today. I mean, you know, the best challenge coin you can get is, you know, like the Secretary of Defense or Secretary of Navy or the you know, the things like, because it's going to be hard to trump one of those, you know, with a higher coin. The only higher coin would be the Commander in Chief, you know?
So, oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I don't think those are given out very easily, so.
I can only imagine that it's not, for sure. Well, that's really interesting, and I do want to thank that listener for, you know, reaching out. It's really cool.
Name's Joyce. I said we talked for a long time yesterday, and I'm glad that she brought it up to me, because, you know, I said, you know, I told her, well, you know, get in here, we just swing it. She said, oh, I know, I listen to you all the time.
Oh, I love it. See?
So, yeah, she said, so I said, well, that, you know, that's good. You know, it gave us a really strong talking point to start out with, instead of just saying, well, talking about, you know, dogs or the sky or the beach or something like that.
I know, but now that you say the dogs, I have to know how they're doing. I feel like I haven't seen them in forever.
They're doing good. we had Duncan up the store yesterday for a while, and God, he's such a big baby.
Yeah. I love him. He better be there next week when I'm over there.
He'll be there.
I love it. Well, I'm definitely looking forward to that for sure. You talked a little bit about that you were seeing kind of like a spike in people coming in and bringing in their jewelry. So that is something you could do here.
Yeah. I emphasize, you know, we don't buy it for the jewelry aspect. We buy it for the metal value only. Yeah. You know, and I had two people come in yesterday, and I said they needed more than that. And, you know, I gave them the standards. I said, look, put on Craigslist, you know. I said, you get more on Craigslist, but don't ask retail for it, because, you know, those prices are, you know, astronomical. I says, you know, put a fair market value on it. And I always emphasize, don't meet them at your place. Don't meet them at their place, you know. Don't meet them in a parking lot someplace. The sheriff's offices here, Santa Rosa and Escambia County, have actually online sales places to do in their parking lots that are monitored by camera. Plus, I offer the services of my store. I says you can bring them in here, especially when it comes to jewelry. We can verify what you have is what it is.
That's great.
And you're in a safe environment. So, you know, you're safe, they're safe. You're not getting ripped off, and you're not going to rob them.
Yeah. You know what? I'm actually selling a rug online right now. I might just say, meet me at Emerald Coast Coins. I'm going to do a little. They're not going to tell you the value of it. I'll tell you that up front, but I just know I'm in a safe environment. I think that's just a good point, because a lot of people on the internet are trying to scam you. I mean, that's no news to anybody. Hopefully, you always got to be careful.
Yeah.
Especially when you're dealing with
due diligence, you know, I mean, be careful.
Absolutely. Well, we have about a minute and a half left on the program, so let us know who you are, Steve.
Okay, Emerald Coast Coins. We're at 1811 Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb, pretty much. Our phone number is 850-473-1515, and you can follow us on Facebook, or we have our website, emeraldcoastcoins.com, and check us out. Got some of the videos that we shot are on the website, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, great.
And pictures of my dogs are definitely on a website.
Things are always a plus, looking at the dogs, for sure.
You know, they're the ones that run the place. You know?
Yeah, really do. I mean, you have to go through Sophie and Sugar before you can get to Steve and Stephanie.
Yeah, well, if you can get them woke up in time,
I know, right? It's like their home is at Emerald Coast Coins.
Well, that's, like I said, that's their whole life since they've been 8 weeks old. And, well, we got Sugar when she's 6 months, but that's all they've done their whole life, and they're 12 years old, now going on 13.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's all they know.
That's so crazy. They're so cute. They are so cute, and I can't wait to see them next week when I'm over at Emerald Coast Coins. It's always such a pleasure chatting with you, Steve. I feel like this show goes by so quickly.
Oh, yeah, it does. Actually, Sophie and Sugar going into Shampoochee Saturday to get groomed up and all prettied up for the show for
they
Tuesday.
Are yes. Okay. Very, very good. So they're going to be on their A game.
Yes, they
I gotta
are.
Join them. I gotta do the same thing. I love it. Well, tell everybody your number one more time.
850-473-1515.
Or you could just stop on in. It's like Floyd's Barbershop in there.
Yep, you got it.
Well, 1811 Creighton Road, definitely go visit Steve. What's going on, Mark?
Efforts to change the name of Lee Square gaining some ground this morning. The story's coming up after